Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Forsch. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Forsch. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell takes first base on ball four. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field. Cedeno picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cedeno. Boswell moves to third. Marshall moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Watson reaches second base with a double. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAndrew for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Howard moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger bunts towards the mound. McAndrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard moves to third. Forsh moves to second. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 0 for 1 in the game. Citino hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howard tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Forsh moves to third. Metzger moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Watson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Forsh scores. Metzger scores. Wynn moves to second. It's 3-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wynn moves to third. Watson moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Astros. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-for-0 in the game. Forsh bunts towards first. Crane Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. Howard moves to second. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards second. Boswell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0-for-1 in the game. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Astros. Buzz Capra now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Watson hits a pop-up into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Helms reaches second base with a double. Rader goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Astros. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Howard is walked intentionally. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-for-0 in the game. Forsh strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Metzger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Helms scores. Howard moves to second. It's 7-1, Astros. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ted Martinez now playing shortstop. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. May hits a line drive into center field. Ajay picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ajay. May moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Astros. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fregosi moves to second. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fregosi moves to third. Dyer moves to second. Wayne Garrett pinch hits for Buzz Capra. Jim Ray now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fregosi scores. Dyer moves to third. Martinez moves to second. One out. It's 7-3, Astros. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dyer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Astros. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first, with Ray covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ray for the out. Howard moves to second. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall is called out on strikes. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cittino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. May hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dyer strikes out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Cittino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 7, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.